So, after Top Card and Craggle have procured their information from shaking down residents inside of New Hollow, they go back and find Oddthrill and Kangor outside of Madame Zernani's. And Oddthrill, you've purchased a new outfit.
You see Kangor and I coming out of Madame Zernani's, and I'm arguing with Kangor, pushing, a crumpled black mass at him. But what you see is that the top half basically looks the same. I'm wearing the privateer shirt. It's just unbuttoned a little bit more down the cleavage, and the corset is more visible. The cloak is hanging off of one shoulder rather than over both shoulders. And I'm now wearing just pants, just regular old pants with high boots. The skirt is gone. The skirt is nowhere to be seen. And the bell that I had been wearing around my wrist is now tied in a nice black choker around my neck.
Neat.
Wow. You...
I don't
Well, notice. I mean, I don't want to say the obvious. You kind of look like me.
Because I decided to put on pants and we're twins? Yeah, I didn't have much of a choice.
Well, in the boot... Okay. Yeah, fine. Cool. You look good.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you look good. I know. Imitation's the best form of flattery, so there you go.
You're right. That's fine.
Anyway, Kangor, please put on this sweater. We got this for you. We got this for you.
Why?
When we did the fashion show, and it will look good, and the kids will think you're cool.
I don't care what criminal teenagers think of me.
Kangor, you should put it on. I'll think you're cool. I'm a criminal adult.
It's not that much better. But okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
We bought this for you, and you've never worn it, and that's frankly rude.
No, never had an occasion to wear.
Well, now you do.
Okay. I'll put on Goth Kangor.
Yeah.
Yay, Goth Kangor.
All black. Wait, Kangor.
Kangor, can I put some makeup on you?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay, I'm pulling out my disguise kit, and I'm just getting a little bit of the charcoal, and I'm not even doing nice, I'm doing, like, just smudges of black under his
rockstar
eyes. Rockstar, very rockstar.
He's gonna open his mouth and blow the whole thing. It's a good look. You look great, Kangor. This is the toughest you've ever looked.
I'm doing a little bit for me. You want some?
Me?
No, your white looks really cool, actually.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Craggle?
I don't need it.
Would you like some makeup?
No, thanks.
I take out my blush brush, and I go boop right on the nose. He's
gonna pick. On my nose?
No. Yeah, your nose.
It's good.
Washing that shit off.
Makes you look healthy.
Frankly, it was blue before you looked cold.
I don't know if the criminal teenagers will appreciate this attire.
Kangor, I put a lot of work into this, okay?
Okay,
we appreciate the attire. It doesn't have anything to do with the kids. I don't give a shit.
It's about the aesthetic. We entered this city through a skull. Appreciate the aesthetic.
Okay. All right. We're aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you.
I'm going to do prestidigitation on my armor to make it look white like my eyes. Mm. So I'm like, you know, reverse goth. I'm albino goth. It's the eyes that do it. Anyway. Craggle, you look fine too.
Craggle, you don't match with any of us now.
I mean, I'm telling y'all about the attitudes of these kids. They're not gonna give a shit what you look like. It's how you talk to them.
It's not about the kids.
I'm just saying.
I don't give a shit what kids think.
I'm glad y'all are happy with your makeovers.
Yeah, and you look ugly, and I walk away.
Fucking rude! Whoa! Living my fucking life out here.
I'm sorry, that was rude. It was just
true. Boom! Got him twice.
We high five.
Jesus Christ!
I think you're pretty, Craggle.
All right.
All right, let's go.
lead the way, Urchin Whisperer.
God, we're going to Ring 2. Last I checked.
Aren't the kids going to be here? Do you think they're going to be in Ring 2?
The lady said Ring 2.
Okay.
They got a little hut or some hole in the wall.
I wasn't listening, to be fair. Yeah. Great. See? Cool. Let's go.
All right. So you'll make your way over to Ring 2, where you'll meet up again with one of the white-robed mages of the collective of Moving Robes. So they'll ask for your licenses.
Here's mine. Mm-hmm. And the little one is my bodyguard.
Truth.
I flick mine out. and he mine.
So you'll make your way into Ring 2. You'll notice that Ring 2 is twice as large as than the last ring you were in, so you'll see that the shops are actually full-size, the street is wide enough for people to actively get through without bumping into each other. There's not as big of a crowd here, and you can see that there's several homes mixed in with shops. So you're going to go ahead and make your way towards the Sons of the Brutal Knives hideout. Mm. So you'll end up walking along for a little while, seeing several different magical stuff along the way. Most of them are wizards you can see that are conducting experiments or some forth. At one point, you can actually see a couple of male witches flying above you on brooms, all wearing like separate colors like blue, purple, orange, red, yellow. As you'll make your way to what looks like to be a decrepit little shack, kind of scurried in between two shops.
Okay. Do we see any of them coming and going or anything, or are they just, it's just the houses there?
You don't see any of them coming and going, but you can hear the sound of kids in there laughing and joking. There's also a lot of like loud bangs, like they're probably roughhousing in there or something like that.
Hell yeah. All right, let's go up to the door and give it a little knocky knock.
Okay, you'll go and you'll knock on the door and you'll hear one of them answer, "Who is it?"
I lean up and I do a casual pose.
God.
A casual pose?
I'm rebranding, okay?
Okay. Hello?
I said, "Who is it?"
Be like, not you.
Hello? Yeah, no, Kangor, let me handle this one.
Okay.
Is this the Sons of the Brutal Knife?
Yeah, that's us. What do you want, Pops?
Great. I'll do a great fucking start.
Oh, bitch.
Listen. We're not here to cause any troubles or nothing. We just came in. We saw some cool roller skates. We wanted to come check y'all out.
You a gearhead?
Yes.
You got your license?
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. You'll hear him wander off and you'll hear some whispering and so forth, and that you'll hear him come back up and go, "All right, we'll let you in, but all the little weapons and stuff you got there, you gotta put it over on the side when you come in. Fair?"
Absolutely. We just want to talk.
All right, cool. And he'll open the door, you can come inside. Like I said, it's a kind of like a ramshackle shack. It looks like something that kids would make themselves, right, out of just stolen, broken parts of shops that have already dilapidated. So it's all in like a really, really weird mishmash deal. One of the young kids who answered the door, a human, will point to a table where he'll ask you to lay your weapons down, please.
Yeah.
Kangor will, trying to be cool at the same time.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is, but it makes me want you to roll for it now.
Roll for cool?
Yeah, roll a charisma check.
Performance or something.
13.
Hmm, 13 cool.
13?
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Slightly above average cool.
Yeah, you'll pull your axe off and do a little twist with your hand and then set it down gently on the table. Impressed, one or two of them.
I'm going to try to keep my finger guns on.
Okay.
Like, I'm just not going to take them off, and we'll see if anybody bothers me about them.
Anybody else wanting to try to hide anything, or?
No, I don't need it. I do that stupid thing where I take out, like, a dozen daggers. I have four of them, but I just keep pulling daggers out. My crossbow, my daggers. Set them all down.
Yeah, as you're doing that, you can hear some of them whispering and kind of nodding their heads. But everyone else except for Craggle puts all their weapons on the table, right?
Yes, I put my mace and my crossbow on the table.
Okay. He'll lead you into the main area where you can see about 20 kids, one or two half-orcs, a goblin, couple of half-elves, and one kid will kind of be standing in the center. It's a tabaxi kid that kind of looks like a leopard.
Cool.
All right, what can the Sons of Brutal Knife do for you?
What's up, guys? I like to see y'all got a good mix of folks in here. Well done. We came into the city. I'm just gonna keep it short. We came here looking for some cool shit from Ozaru, and we clocked y'all's roller skates skipping around on the electric wires as soon as we got into Ring One. And so we thought y'all might.
Oh, so you're a gearhead too?
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
You got a pair?
We don't. No. See, that's the thing. We just got here, and we are gonna get a pair or four pairs.
He'll turn back to the guys like, oh, they want to try to gear, and they'll all kind of laugh and giggle about it.
Well, listen, guys, I respect exactly what y'all are trying to do here, okay? I came from cities up north, was part of the hustle, part of the yellowfish. I've been doing this shit for a while, a minute, okay? You see these fingers I got missing? It's because it's the shit like you guys are doing. So, we're all on the same team here. We all want to cause chaos in every city we go to.
One of the half-orc kids will come up and whisper something to the tabaxi, and I go, you guys ain't robbers, are you?
You talking about those cops that are out there hassling everybody? We are not robbers.
Prove it.
Don't any of us look like we're wearing fucking robes? What are you talking about?
Tell you what. Because you come from the same ilk, and I'm sure you probably got some skills, being as old as you are. You go and you snatch something for us, we'll let you know where Ozaru is.
Snatch something like what?
I need you to go to the Penitence Pit and go pick up some gear. A couple of our friends got stopped by the robbers and got their gear taken away. So I need you to go over, steal it, come back with it. That way we know you're not robbers and we know that you're part of the crew.
Right. What kind of gear are we looking for?
Our footwear, man. Come on, our gear. Come on, I thought you were with us here.
Jesus Christ, fine. Gear can mean a lot of things. You just need to know what we're looking for.
He'll take off his shoes and he'll show you these bronze boots that he has with a very shiny silver inlay on the bottom. And you go, this is what gear is, all right? Makes you able to traverse the electric line, just skate right across it, no problem.
Right, we saw y'all doing that shit. Okay, the Penitence Pit. We can do that. We can find that stuff.
Didn't Ozaru make those for you?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, Ozaru made these for us, yeah.
Why did he do so?
Well, I mean, it started off first that he wanted somebody to test it, and he let me test it, and it worked out, so he let me have it for free, and then everybody else here in the clan decided to want to get some of their own, so we kind of worked out a deal with Ozaru.
Oh, what's the deal?
We do some things for him. He sets us up.
So yeah, we could do some things for him, and then he can give us all the best magic weapons.
Oh, that's what you think, okay. Daddy-o. By the way, might I say...
Daddy-o.
Like your outfit.
Oh, thanks. This is something I threw together, you know? It's nothing special.
You know what? I can believe that, and I think it's really cool that you can pull that look off.
Oh, thanks. Isn't it, you know, it just woke up. Yeah, one
Daddy-o.
Day, I was like,
"You're looking cool, Daddy-o.
Real this on, you know."
You're right; he does look very cool. All
right, so we got a deal.
I would say we do. And what can we call you in charge of all the kids?
Oh, my name's Tim.
Hell yeah! Well, I'm Craggle. We're the absolute maniacs. We'll go get you those skates.
All right, absolute maniacs. You go enjoy that.
Don't scoff at us. I'll kill you.
Yeah.
And what's the old cat like you gonna do?
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Put you in some cement boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanna take a long dark nap?
Hey,
going
I got
down to the Hudson.
Tim, I got a quick question before we head out. Do you think it's cool when people do poses?
No.
I didn't think so.
I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you. If they don't drag me out of here right now, I'm going to fucking cut your throat. I'll kill you.
I drag her. I drag him out.
Old man, take your mom with you and get out of here.
Hey, man, if I'm pops, that makes her great.
I drag him out.
All right, bye. Thank you.
I hate those fucking kids.
Damn, I miss hanging out with those.
I'm going to steal all their shit.
No, they're kind of nice.
You totally steal their shit.
They weren't bad. We get a bad rap.
Oh, now you're on their side?
Give me your fucking sweater.
What?
That's kidding. Keep it. You look good.
Okay. So, all right. Do we need to do this? Do we have to steal for them?
Not really.
Because we already know where Ozaru is.
True. Wait, do we? Oh, we know his mom's house.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
We don't need to. It's just optional heist if we want.
If the penitence pit's on the way, maybe we could scope it out.
Yeah. I'm always down to steal shit. I'm very good at it.
Well, lucky enough, it is along the way to Ozaru's house.
Oh, shit.
Where are the wards? Like the warlock ward and the sorcery ward and everything? Is that in this district? Or is it in this ring? Or in the next ring?
Correct. It is in this ring. So, just as a recap, ring one is the marketplace, kind of deal for between magic and non-magic users. Ring two is the research area, which also does house most of the wards both warlock, wizard, and so forth. Ring three is our universities. Four is government, and five is the High Council.
I should write that down, but I'm not going to. Cool.
I wrote it down. I wrote it down before.
Okay, great.
We got a reference somewhere.
Great. Well, yeah, let's hit the pits. I also would like to swing by the Warlock Ward. Well, I have. Okay. I'm going to. You guys don't have to.
All right. Yeah, Warlock Ward's in the opposite direction, so
okay.
We'll get to it when we can.
Yeah.
So, you'll make your way down towards the Penitence Pit. So one interesting thing you can see as you make your way down the research ring is that you can see two magic users having a magic duel in wide open space while other people are watching at the exact same time. So you can see them casting spells and throwing counter spells as you walk on by.
What kind of spell casting are these people doing?
So one of them you see has cast Scorching Ray, while the other one has cast Sphere of Purity at the same time, deflecting off the rays. And in that duel, you can actually see that there is some kind of magical barrier that surrounds them, so no magic spells are able to escape.
Hmm.
Oh, cool. You should magic duel top card.
Me?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Are there any rovers in sight of this magic thing?
Yes.
Can I get over to one of them real quick?
Sure.
Am I there?
Yes, you're already. I'm assuming you've walked up to one of the unmoving robes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you seeing this magic duel going on out here? You better get all those folks from the Penitence Pit out here. You better break this shit up or someone's going to get hurt.
Nice one, Craggle.
Oh, you must be new, sir. Magic duels are legal here.
They're doing an illegal version of it, though.
Well, they have the barrier up, sir. It looks like they must have, because then they've connected both of their licenses together. Otherwise, they couldn't do that.
Oh, damn it.
We should start an illegal magic duel.
No. What?
What was that?
Jesus Christ.
Well,
we're not anywhere
plan?
Near you. shut up, you.
That's just a thought.
Never mind. Just a quality check that you remembered all the rules. Great job.
Thanks for keeping tabs on us, sir.
Hell yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as you make your way down, you can see the Penitence Pit along the way. It looks like it is an old dungeon from the previous lich that's been converted.
God, liches are so cool.
Liches are cool. Listen, liches are cool. They're evil, but they're cool. Like, man. Cool though. Anyway,
who's talking here? Is this Top Guard?
No, me.
Is
no, Top Guard.
Okay.
I mean, it's an opinion that both Top Guard and Monica share. But
yeah, didn't we kind of already talked about this that like Top Guard wants to become like a lich kind of,
no.
Right?
You
said you wanted to run all the shit.
No,
you're like you want to take everything over.
Craggle, liches are evil. Okay. So,
okay, good lich.
I don't have any interest in that. Thanks.
Whatever.
If the opportunity presented itself, it's a different story. But it's a long way off. And I'm not evil, so.
Right. It's not a 5-year plan thing, it's a 10-year plan thing.
Right, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Kangor had his, like, do you want to stay with your friends or do you want to be a paladin moment? I'm just saying, if I'm presented with, do you want to be with your friends or do you want to be a lich? I'm going to have to think about it. That's all.
Cool.
Okay.
It's cool. Listen.
Weird thing to say right
we
now.
We talked about this around the campfire.
I didn't say anything about a witch. I don't know where you're coming up with that. But
what?
Okay. It would be cool.
Are we rescuing the boots thing or are we not? What are we doing?
Well, we're looking at it.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a dungeon with the lich. It's a lich dungeon. Pretty cool. Mm,
right.
Go ahead.
It's one of the old lich's dungeons. You can see a couple rovers that come in and out. You can also see that there are one or two helmed horrors that are on guard inside the station when you see them open up the doors.
Hmm. Are the doors the only way in and out? Is there anything else?
I mean, you can see that there are a couple of barred windows, but they're up pretty high. They're like 8 feet tall. Hmm. But not even someone of your stature could get through those bars, though, Craggle.
Yeah. I assumed as much.
Can we perceive entrance?
Sure. Yeah, give me a perception roll.
It's the front door.
Well, entrance we could use to sneak. Mm-hmm. It's a natural 20.
Okay.
It's
I see an entrance.
You have actually found a secret passage that does come out one of the sides. It looks like it's just like a strictly like an emergency exit kind of deal. So, you know, that way it's within code if there was like a fire or something that happened in there.
Oh, I'm glad the lich dungeon has a fire exit.
They brought everything up to code for sure.
Liches are cool. Listen, they're going to live forever. Of course,
yeah, I don't think the lich put the fire code door in.
Maybe. I don't know. You don't know that. Maybe he's a cool lich.
Okay, well, there's a fire door there. If we wanted to try this, taking the boots.
So let's see. We'd have to get in there, find our way to the room with the boots, probably some kind of evidence locker, and then get all the way back out again.
Yeah, I'm good at distractions.
I assume there's a lot of dudes in there, right? It seems like this is like a base.
What does penitence mean?
Penitence? I'm probably pronouncing it wrong for sure.
I think you're putting
Is it penitence?
Because penitence.
Yeah. Does this seem like a jail also? Like, are they making it a dungeon?
Yes. I'll say at this point you can actually see them dragging in one or two people of ill repute that are yelling and screaming at the rovers.
Mm.
And at one point, one of them is able to break away from them, and you see them start to cast a spell as the helm horrors. Two of them both come out, and it fires off a massive fireball at the helmed horrors, which explodes. And the helm horrors come straight through, completely unfazed, and proceed to blast an energy blast right out of their helms, severing the guy's head.
Ooh. I don't particularly want to go up against that. Those guys. That seems shitty.
Maybe we shouldn't do anything illegal in the city.
I mean, let's not go crazy here.
Well, it seems pretty bad. Everyone has magic. There's magical sentries that shoot laser beams.
Yeah, I mean, no offense to our non-magic users, but magic is the superior way to fighting, right? I mean, it's like much quicker, it's way stronger, and they can take out many of us at once. It's bad. Like, if one of you is going to go up against, like, a wizard, you better hope to kill him quick, because he will fucking turn you inside out.
I'm pretty quick.
Adro.
Yes.
With your perception, your natural perception, you can notice something odd with the helmed horrors. You notice that once they've killed said criminal, they actually pick up the body and the head left over, and you see them magically teleport away.
And what about that is odd?
I'm just letting you know for your edifice.
The teleportation part.
You mean for your edification?
Thinking.
Thank you.
For your edifice.
For your Oedipus
complex. For my Oedipus complex. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
For your Oedipus complex. They can be anywhere is a thing, I think is what we're supposed to gather from that. So if, for instance, we set off an alarm,
mm-hmm.
they might all be able to us at once.
Teleport in.
And kill us. And teleport away.
Yeah, and blow off our head and then teleport away.
Yeah, I vote no illegal stuff.
Listen.
That's me, though.
We gotta...
We're probably going to do a little bit of illegal stuff.
I mean, you see, there's a lot of
This is a big cops. Bit of illegal stuff.
It's a lot of magic cops around.
I mean, we can brainstorm it tonight. I mean, we got to think more.
I say we just go to those arbors.
I mean, yeah, we will. We're going to do that today. I'm just saying, we can think about it tonight. And if we come up with anything brilliant, maybe.
We'll put a pin in it.
Yeah, we'll put a pin in it. We'll come
put
back.
A pin in the pin in this pen.
Whew, yeah. Let's go to Ozaru, I guess. Yeah. Wow, do we go right to him?
His mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, okay, so here's the thing. Before we go to Ozaru, Evar told me that he has or knows where the flayer is. The piece that I need.
Oh, it's like there's a flayer here?
No. My staff. Hey, I have this staff, one piece of staff that's used to me.
One piece?
Yeah.
One piece?
God.
I don't know what that means. I'm not a fucking weeb. Shut up.
One piece.
I have a piece that, well, it allows me to cast tongues, but we haven't needed it yet. But my point is that I don't know how to... I don't know what my angle is. I don't know. We go in here and I'm like, hey, I have the other half. I have a quarter of this. Give me the piece, bitch. What do I do? What, like?
Who has the other piece?
He does. Or he knows where
Ozaru?
It is. Yes.
Yeah, just ask.
I can't just ask.
Yeah, you can.
He gave the kids the boots.
Well, here's the thing. If he knows anything about it at all, he's probably not going to want to give it up. It's an extremely powerful magical item.
Well,
and
then we do what we always do, is we do a quest for them, and they give us the thing we want. Classic.
Yeah. I just don't know what the angle is here. We don't know anything about this guy.
Yeah, well, he's been hyped up for so long. Let's just talk to him. Since, like, early episodes of the podcast.
Early. How long have we been traveling together, Evan, would you say?
I'd say it's probably been for sure 6 months. Maybe getting close to a year now.
Split the difference. 8 months?
Yeah.
9 months, I guess, is the difference.
I just want to talk to Ozaru. I just want to see what he's all about.
Yeah. Kangor, do me a favor. Don't mention the staff. Don't. The flayer. Don't say anything about it. Okay? Seriously, I mean it.
The staff. Don't mention your warlock or your squid god.
Yes.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Great.
Got it.
Great.
Wait, before we move on, anything else Kangor shouldn't talk about?
There. Yes, please.
That's it for me, I think.
No, we're good.
I mean, don't say anything about us being criminals, I guess. Because we're not criminals.
Okay.
Currently. Don't use the H word.
What's the H word?
Heist.
Heist.
We're not doing any of that.
That rule extends to other cities.
right. Gotcha. Okay. No heist, no criminals, no squid staff, no squid god, no warlock. None of that stuff.
Great.
You can mention whatever you want about me, I suppose, but.
Kragle's a criminal that ran with a bunch of gangs.
Well, but see, that violates one of the other rules.
Yeah, you're right. This is tricky. Okay,
let's go.
While you guys are finishing that out, you can actually see that the mage duel is now over as everybody's cheering as one player is laid out flat from electric shock.
Dead?
Are they wizards?
One is a... give me a perception check.
13.
You could tell that one is a wizard. You know the other one is not. The loser is the wizard. The other one is not a wizard, but you're not exactly sure what they are.
Interesting. He cast more than two spells, though. Did he?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm the DM. I don't know.
But you can also see that lots of people are also exchanging a bunch of money back and forth. So, on to Azaru's.
Azaru!
We'll continue on. It's getting, starting to get closer to like mid-afternoon now. And you've made it to Azaru's. You can see that it's a nice stately townhome. A good old stone brick. Two levels.
I mean, it's nice. I would hope so. He should be richer than God, right?
Yeah, everyone
uses
it.
Bought his mom a nice home, yeah.
Well, who wants to lead the charge here?
Craggle, I think this is your time.
Okay. Let's go talk to that mom.
Don't be rude.
That's literally her. She's his mom.
No. I know that. Just saying.
Oh, you just meant generally, other than
generally, don't be rude. Actually, here's the thing. This person said that the crier said that everyone deals with his mom.
Yeah.
How do we know that Ozaro's real? What if it's just her?
What if the mom is Azaru?
It could. Yeah. It honestly could be her. It's a good friend.
I'm just saying.
Do we know, is Azaru a first name or a last name?
We don't know shit about this guy. Except for, you know.
Or girl. If it's the mom. Girl.
Exactly.
It could be anyone, yeah.
I'm just saying, keep that part in mind that it might be Azaru. We don't know. We don't know that he's real.
So I should just act like it is.
True.
Okay.
Let's go up to that front door.
Yeah, lead the way.
Are y'all still dressed all sexy in leather?
Yeah.
This is my new outfit. All I did was put on pants and boots and put a choker on.
Here, I'll look normal. I use prestidigitation to turn my leather back to normal.
All right.
So now Kangaroo's sexy.
Great. I will say this is a situation where poses might actually help. So...
I'm sorry, are you asking me to pose?
Pose it up, y'all, for Azaru / Azaru's mom.
I'm gonna put the cloak over both of my shoulders just to cover up a little bit more. I guess.
Alright.
Hey, get mommy again.
Ooh, mommy.
Oh. I have that in my backpack.
I'll take off my choker.
Just knock.
That's it.
Knock on the door.
Okay, are we ready?
I don't know.
Are we ready?
Craggle's asking me to be mommy.
Knock on the door.
Okay. We're here. We're here at the front door. Evan,
we're here. Okay. Sober up. We're respectable.
You're at the door?
Yep.
Okay, you go to knock on the door, and before you can even knock on the door opens up, and there is a 300-ish-year-old woman.
Okay.
You know, but looks like anybody's most loving grandmother. Her hair is done in like a white beehive hairdo, and she's got little spectacles on. She's got a little cane, and she goes, "Hello, dearie."
Hi there.
Are you a traveling salesman?
Not really. But we came because we heard that this is where Azaru lives.
Oh, you're here to see my boy Azaru?
We're big fans.
Okay. Just a minute.
Azaru, you've got company again!
Please wait here as he comes over.
That was easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Could have been easier.
Okay. Well, has she left the door open a crack, or is she just standing there?
No, she's left the door completely wide open, and she's walked back into her house.
Okay, do we hear her, like, skitter away, like she's, you know, she's rushing to... And does she sound like she's talking to herself here?
Yeah, like, do a
full outfit costume change.
Yeah,
is she doing a costume change? I'm rolling. Hold on.
You don't hear her skitter away. You hear her slowly making her way towards the back of the house.
I rolled a 21. Issues are...
On insight?
On insight? Yeah.
No, you don't think she's Azaru.
Oh, man, that would have been cool, though. That's fine.
I'll go in.
You're just going in the house?
Kangor, you go to enter in the door, and you get blasted back, and you fall off the stoop into the street.
See, that's rude. You can't just walk into a house.
Well, she left the door wide open and walked away. That's like an invitation, right?
It was an invitation.
You take 8 points of damage.
Ooh, oh, yes. That's a strong door.
That's a strong door.
And you'll see a half-elf child come up to the door and go,
"Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah? Who's looking for me?
Are you Ozaru?
Yeah, I'm Ozaru. How can I help you?"
Oh my God.
Things are coming together.
It's so, listen, so great to see you. So great to meet you. We are some...
Good to meet you, Craggle. Thrill. Top card. Kangor, did you try walking through the door?
I thought it was an invitation.
This is great. Our reputation precedes us.
Mom's got the house protected. You know, you can't come in without a sigil.
A sigil.
That's smart.
Anyway, wait, how do you know our names?
Well, I was told you were coming. So,
what?
Yeah. You wanna come inside? My mom just got a fresh batch of cookies made up, so.
That'd be great.
Let's get cookies.
I just need a quick promise from you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah?
No maniac shenanigans, please.
Not in the house. That's
not in the house.
I will not do any maniac shenanigans.
Okay. He'll ask you to go ahead and stick your hands out, the back of your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I do.
And he'll do a infinity eight on the back of your hands with a line through the middle and say, "All right, come on in."
Thank you.
Okay.
Kangor, that shit's gonna, if you do a shenanigan, that shit's gonna fuck you up, I bet.
Okay.
You know those days where you're like, everything's already so fucking weird? This may as well happen.
This is tight.
This is great.
Who told you we were coming?
I'll explain all that. Please, I'm sure you guys have had a long journey over here. Have a rest over at our table. You'll see that there are several chairs made out for you with your names on little placards for where you can sit.
Thank you.
I'm going to lean over and whisper a top card and be like, "I think we've been set up."
Yeah, right. Insight check.
Yeah. Okay.
While this is happening, whisper.
This might be the power of the old one. Evard might have messaged him, right? It's possible.
Or Eldath.
Okay, well, Evard's real.
Eldath is real.
Thank you.
What?
Like a real person in the world, not a god. Okay, that's
what?
Wow, what the fuck just happened?
I don't know.
Eldath isn't real. I don't believe in Eldath. Eldath only brought you back from death.
I don't know that. I don't know there was Eldath. What, we're trusting Kangor?
Wow, okay.
Anyway. So,
I'm guessing you all take your seats.
Yeah.
As you do, Ozaru's mother will come up to you and go, "Okay, I've got some tea that I made for y'all if you'd like to have some. I've also got some fresh dragon croissants that I just made up for you." And you can see that she's got little croissants that are made to look like baby dragons.
Oh.
For you. And she's like, "Please go ahead and eat as much as you'd like. I've got more. Please look after my boy. He's such a precious little boy. But please don't have him go out adventuring. I don't want him going out adventuring anymore. He's my little boy, and I promise he was going to stay home from now on."
Absolutely. I hate adventures. And that's true.
Wonderful. So great. And then Azara will come back in, and she's going to give him a hug and pinch his cheek. Like, "You have some fun with your friends now." He's like, "Stop, Mom. Don't do that. You're embarrassing me in front of him." He's like, "Oh, just because I love you so much. Come on, Mom." And she'll give him one last hug as she walks out the door to her own private area.
I rolled a 20 on insight, dirty.
I'm confused a little bit of what is it you want to know?
Does this feel in any way like a setup?
Like a trap?
Yes.
I give a secret signal to top card.
Yeah, I give just like a wait it out signal.
I drink the tea.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't.
Kangor.
Eat the dragon crumpet. That sounds good.
It is extremely refreshing, and your 11 hit points are healed.
Ooh. This is good tea, guys.
Noted.
So,
Yeah, I sit.
Okay, you sit?
I sit.
Yeah,
Crackle.
Yeah.
Hey, Crackle. Keep an eye open.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Ozaru, we've heard tell of your great magic tools and weapons and all sorts of stuff, you know, from here all the way up to Ghost Wharf and past there and everywhere in between. And that's kind of why we came, you know. We're interested in some of that stuff. We saw the gears with the how are they called? The bone knife boys.
Brave knife?
Pr- Pretty much.
Bright knife?
No, the bone.
The sons of the brutal. The sons of the brutal knife. Yeah,
the brutal knife.
The bone knife boys. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Honestly, I think the Bone Knife Boys is probably a better name. I've always thought the Sons of the Brutal Knife was a little bit dreary. But, they're sweet boys. They're just getting a little bit of their teenaged angst out. I remember when I was like that.
Right.
Hey. How did you know we were coming? Who got a hold of you?
Well, I have been in touch with the Soul Forger for a while, and Cat God has also been chatting with me for a bit as well. So they kind of foretold your coming.
Eldath too, yeah?
No, I don't speak with Eldath, unfortunately.
Eldath isn't real.
Although I hear that she's very, very sweet, yeah, and is extremely good at arm wrestling.
I've also weirdly have heard that, yeah.
I mean, you've heard it from the same person.
I do know that she's got a great commune out near Rax. Group of spiders, I hear. Sweet people.
That's true.
We've been there. We met those spiders.
Oh, how was it? Can you tell me about them? How were they?
It's pretty awesome.
They were big spiders, and they love God.
And drugs.
Cows?
It was
horses.
Horses.
I think I helped them. I don't know. It's hard to know what I did.
Hey, is anything magic lighting up in here?
Oh, yeah, there's magic everywhere.
In the whole house.
But especially Ozaru. Oh, right. Ozaru is just wavy with magic.
Huh.
So Ozaru was like, well, I've heard about all your exploits. Heard about you guys escaping Ghost Dwarf. That little job you pulled in Rax. Pretty clever. Also heard about the Shining City thing. Congrats to you, Craggle, for killing that demon.
Hell yeah.
Although there's been a rumor going around that it was Kangor that did it, so.
Well, he did it in the city that I own.
So,
You know a lot about us.
Yeah. Well, I've been keeping tabs, you know.
Hmm.
Why?
Well, because you're here for the flare, right?
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Well, you can be completely open and honest in here, Kangor.
I licked the top card.
I'm shaking my head. I'm shaking my head.
Sorry, sir.
I mean, one of the first times while this is happening.
What are you? What? Flail what?
I pat Kangor on the shoulder. Give him a little squeeze.
I give a thumbs up.
Well, if that's not what you're here for, then I guess our business is done then.
Who's to say we're not here for other things?
Yeah, make me an axe, Kim. Make me a cool axe.
You'd like an axe?
He's really got his heart set on the axe.
Yeah, I mean, I could make something for you. You want just something, anything I have just kicking around in the back, or you want me to make you something special?
Ooh, some special, at least a +2, because I got a +1 already. And maybe a little bonus, maybe it like sings, maybe it like explodes when you hit something, maybe it like does like extra damage that is of some nature, you know, something like that.
I could definitely do that. It's going to cost you though.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'll need a payment up front, just a third.
Okay.
50 thou.
Yeah, that ain't gonna...
You got that. We got that, yeah.
We do
not. I was just gonna say that this was all seeming awful generous.
How about a Noah's discount?
Can we get down to brass tacks? I mean, we all know why you're here. We also know why I'm keeping tabs on you.
Do we know that? Do we know why you're keeping tabs on us?
Well, you're here to try to stop Gazagoth, right?
I slap King.
I didn't say it. How do you know Gazagoth? Did Eldath tell you? You talked to Eldath.
Gazagoth is more than Eldath.
I know about Gazagoth because I used to adventure with Gazagoth.
What?
All right, why don't you just, since we're being open and honest, why don't you just lay out what it is exactly you're telling us?
I am over 1,000 years old. Gazagoth was an adventurer that helped take down the Grand Lich of this place a long time ago, and became so power drunk and hungry that she turned her back on her cleric god, Eldath, and fell into turmoil.
Hmm.
She
hot?
I thought she was pretty good looking before she changed.
She is the most immortal evil in the whole world. There's no way she's hot.
What do you mean? That in itself is hot.
No.
Huh. Interesting.
Wait, how Gazagoth rivals some of the gods. How can Gazagoth be a person?
Sometimes those can ascend to godhood. I mean, look at me. I fucked up and made a wish.
Ate a wish?
Made.
I made a wish. Oh.
Obviously.
I was not too particular about the eternal youth. And yeah, now I'm forever stuck to look like a 14-year-old.
Forever young.
Yeah, it's not. Wishes are tricky.
Gazagoth wished to be ultimate evil?
No, Gazagoth wished to become a god, like her brothers beforehand.
Who are Gazagoth's brothers?
Well, I can remember correctly. One of them was Ferritus, but he always came up with this stupid nickname he wanted us to call him. Sokotoa.
What? The math god's evil? Wait, the math god's evil? He's math. What are you, sorry, Odril is frowning and nodding at me like I'm an idiot. Sokotoa's math. What's math? Math
pretty is evil. Pretty sure now. We knew Sokotoa was evil.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure we
listen,
knew that.
People can do evil deeds in the name of a god without being the god being evil.
And then there was Ergart, also known as the Cat Lord.
What? I'm calling that SOB Ergart next time we see him.
The Cat Lord has not been the same deity since the original. Mostly, Cat Lord will pass down the title from person to person, those that they choose to be the most worthy and willing of to follow within the name of the Cat Lord. But like all before them, they eventually get bored and decide to join back into society.
The Cat Lord is a dude?
They don't like that term. They prefer the term they. They're neither he nor she.
We're learning all kinds of pronouns today.
Cat guy.
Oh, hold on. Is this the same person that we know? I don't feel like we know this person.
What's this other name? What's the other name he goes by? Like Venus or something?
I don't remember it all.
Venus?
It's Celeste when we were in Rax. It was Celeste when we were in Rax.
It's got a Z
also,
in it.
All gods are beyond gender. Gender's fake, and they're gods.
Yeah.
But the Cat Lord. The Cat Lord is like a human.
Once was a human.
Baz.
Cat Lord's not a cat.
Baz.
I threw my notebook.
Once. Once was a. That's fucked up though. The Tabaxi of worship the Cat Lord. As a fucking tabaxi for
you're the Eldath spiders.
Oh,
you're the Eldath spiders.
Why would you take a name like the Cat Lord if you got a fucking cat? Lord of cats, fuck off. Now I'm really mad.
Wow.
Oh man.
And the Cat Lord is Gazagoth's sibling, as well as
I mean,
Sokotoa.
The Cat Lord isn't evil though.
But yeah, but.
Kind of a dill hole.
Well, yeah, but being an asshole doesn't make you evil. That. You're an asshole.
But I mean, Ozaro, since you are knowing of all of this stuff, I'm sure you already know that when Baz had us get that shipment, they were stopping it from getting to Sokotoa. So I don't know what that's about if they're in cahoots.
Did they say that was for Sokotoa? I thought that was for Gazagoth.
Yeah.
It was for Gazagoth.
Oh, okay.
The animals.
But I mean, we're still not in cahoots. That's the point.
The fish people were called Kratoas or Krakoas or whatever.
Yeah. They're on a very nice reservation out in the middle of the wilderness right now.
I mean, the Cat Lord isn't evil.
And they're just.
How do you know?
Oh, I go and I see. I go and I see Guard every once in a while.
Yeah, how do you know all this stuff?
Sokotoa's a different story. We haven't seen Sokotoa in centuries. Since he disappeared.
Do you have your... Athril, you got that ring on you still?
I do.
You have his ring? His ring of spell storing?
Yeah, Sokotoa ring.
Yep. I show my hand.
That was cool because you're wearing a ring also in real life too.
So all they need, if you went and got his compass and his scribe, then you could probably get him to come back. Well, I mean, anybody that had all three could possibly do it if they did the ritual properly, but...
Well, do you know who has the compass and the scribe?
The compass. Okay, hear me out. All the way back in Ghost Wharf. Early on. One of our contacts from the... What is the name of the fucking crime ring that we are? The Thieves Guild. Oh, God, my brain today. Anyway, one of the contacts from the Thieves Guild, we went around, and there was like a bunch of people that wanted us to do like 100 different quests for money. One of which
was
stealing a fucking compass. A math compass.
In Ghost Wharf?
In Ghost Wharf. There was a math compass there.
But Ghost Wharf's exploded.
The cult of the golden compass.
Okay, so that's it.
Well.
So, Ozaru, do you know, is it still in Ghost Wharf?
Oh, I'm not sure if it's in Ghost Wharf. I don't know exactly where it is, to be honest. I didn't even know where the ring was until you showed me.
If anyone has the compass, it's Kengor's mom.
Oh, because they took everything, probably.
Because they raided the city.
Right. Oh,
but
no.
I mean, that's good, right? Because they're not going to be in with Sogatoa.
I mean, I don't know what they're into. They got all magical all of a sudden. Wait, so Ozar, do you know how to beat Gazagoth then?
At the time, I don't.
At the time?
Well,
at this time.
Like right now.
Could you?
Well, that's one of the things I'm researching.
Ooh.
Priyana had a pretty good wish, and she had a very good detailed way before she became Gazagoth, and I don't exactly know how. I mean, to be honest, we had talked about bringing Sokotoa back, but that's kind of been off to the wayside because we don't know where his items are.
Quick question. Are those the three? Are there any other siblings we need to know about?
Oh, no, it was just them. It was Priyana, Elgart, Sokotoa, myself, and Mikhail. But Mikhail is long gone.
What's Mikhail's deal?
Oh, Mikhail died a long time ago. Died on his farm with his wife and his kids. Happy.
Okay. So, you
know... So tell us about the flare.
Oh. Well, flare is in several parts. I've got one. There's another one up in the north.
Do you?
You said there's three? Where's the third one?
There's a second part that's here as well, but that's probably going to be the most difficult one to get to.
Yeah, there's two in the city?
Correct.
So you have one. Where's the other one?
The Gem of the Flare is held by Archmage Gith.
Huh? Ooh.
Archmage Gith. Hey, guys, does he know that we have a piece of the staff?
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Probably, but I'm not saying anything about it.
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
I'm sorry, what was Gazagoth's original name? Priyana?
Priyana, yeah.
P-Y-R-A-N-N-A.
Okay, so there's two pieces here in the city. You have one, Gith has the other.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was pronounced Jith.
Boo. Okay, so what do you want for your piece?
Well, I have a couple of big things that need to happen, and I need some trusted people to do them.
I knew it. We already knew this was going to be the deal, y'all. We're going to make a nice little truce with him, just like the Sons of the Busted Knife.
Brutal.
So, do a couple things for me, and I'll give you the flare. Not only that, I would be more than willing to possibly make you a couple of magical items yourselves.
Yes.
Oh, these are
like
real big things.
That.
No, I don't like the sound of that, because this means these are going to be impossible things that he's going to tell us. If he's going to give us some magical items and also the thing we need, ooh, that's bad. Okay, yeah. Lay them out.
Well, one of the things that I need you to do is I need you to go and find a ship. You guys have dealt with many a supernatural thing. I need you to go and find a ghost ship in the middle of the Infernal Bay.
Hmm. Okay.
On that ship, supposedly, is the scribe for Sokotoa.
Wait, do you want us to summon Sokotoa?
Yes, or at least find a way to talk to Sokotoa.
But he's evil.
Says who?
People.
I've heard people say bad things about Eldath, and I don't believe those either.
Who did?
Oh, quite a few people around the Warlock District, the Sorcery District, the Wizard District.
Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna talk to them.
Listen, Kangor, the enemy of our enemy is our friend. That makes Sokotoa our friend.
Is Sokotoa against Skazagoth?
They got in a fight, right?
They're siblings. They probably hate each other.
Yeah, yeah. Classic siblings.
Okay, and forgive me if this is an obvious question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried contacting another plane?
I have. He's not on any planes I've been able to find so far.
Okay, so you want the scribe.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I'd like you to go to a town called Burdusk. I owe the mayor of that town a favor, and they're having issues in the town. It's gone completely dead. I need you to find out what's going on and possibly save the town.
Well, as far as things goes, could be worse. Ghost ship sounds kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
There's one last thing I need.
All right.
I need you to go down to the Horn of the Continent through the jungle forest of the Tabaxi, and I need you to find me another witch. And I need you to...
Anyone in particular?
Yes.
Or you just have a flavor for it?
Her name is Pumpkaboo.
Is that a Pokemon's name?
I think so.
I don't know what a Pokemon
a
is, but
Pokemon's
her
names.
Name is Pumpkaboo.
Ah, yes.
And I'm sure you of the Ancient Rain Clans will probably remember stories of her.
About that. I don't know that I do. Yeah, hey, Othriel, you remember anything about Pumpkaboo? Story?
Natural one.
You remember Pumpkaboo as being a ghost story.
Oh, I actually rolled high.
That the other elders of the clan used to tell you if you didn't do like good things and brush your teeth and all that, that Pumpkaboo was going to sneak into your room and steal you away and turn you into a pumpkin.
Cool. Pumpkaboo equals...
Yeah, and I like... Orange is not a good color on me.
There's other colors of pumpkins.
I guess a white one.
There's white pumpkin.
Like classic, you say pumpkin and you think bright orange. Like,
hold on, Pumpkaboo. We gotta focus on this. Pumpkaboo isn't real. The Pumpkaboo's a like a ghost story, a legend.
Just like Eldath.
Right.
All right. Let's stop the Eldath. All right, it's not funny. Come on.
I can assure you that Pumpkaboo is real. Because Pumpkaboo has something that I want. The only thing that's going to be able to make my mother happy. My father's wedding ring.
Oh,
I want you to go there and get my father's wedding ring and bring it back so I can gift it to my mother.
That's sweet.
And once we do all these things, then you will give us the flare and some magical items.
Of course.
We can do like one...
Can we negotiate you down at all? Can we do, you know, one of them come back, get it, go off and do the other two, anything like that? Could you give it to me now with my word that I am going to do those things for you?
No, because I know you and you won't stick to it at all.
That's what I was going to say. He said, hey, that's what he said. No maniac shenanigans in the house.
Well, be fair. I have to get all the pieces, so I have to do those things.
I'll make you a deal. And he'll pull out a set of dice. 2 6-sided dice.
I'll pull out my set of dice, too.
He'll put them and place them in front of the table in front of you. He says, whichever one of you decides, roll the dice. If you get a higher number than I do with my other set of dice here, then I will do 2 for you. So, 2 quests and you get it. If I win, you do 3.
Let me roll those dice first.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I pick them up. Are they weighted?
Nope.
I roll them anyway.
Okay. You got double sixes.
I roll them again.
You got a 3 and a 4.
All right. Are they magic?
Nope.
All right. Who wants to roll?
I think you should. This is for your spear chunk.
Yeah, this is your questy thing.
All right. Well, okay. Let me pull out. So the sixes that I have here are the sixes that we used for 10 candles. And I don't know if you guys remember that I rolled nothing but ones on those. So I'm going to pull out some other sixes.
Until like the very end.
Yeah. All right. I am rolling my blood dice.
Blood.
Four. Yeah, blood.
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 For the sake of an accord.
Baby did it.
I will roll my blood dice. All right. I'm ready to go when you are.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
No fucking trust here.
Ooh.
I'm supposed to take a video.
Bitch. Where's the messenger? Okay. I haven't looked at it yet. I'm still sending you mine.
Oh, damn, Evan. Eat shit.
Did he roll bad? Oh, did he roll bad? Yeah. See, that's why I made you roll them early, because you rolled double sixes on your first roll. So I got the luck out.
Nice.
Oh. I rolled a 4 and a 5 on the dice.
I had a 1 and a 2.
I like the banana peel in the video.
I was just eating that. That's how you know it's real.
It's true.
And not faked. What did Ozaro roll?
A 1 and a 2.
I have to do 2.
My God is with me today.
I am one of my word. Do 2 of those for me, and I will give you the flare. And 1 magic item for each quest you do.
Okay.
That's okay. Only 3 quests, sir. 4 of us.
Yeah, give us another. Give weapon. Give another quest.
I've literally never used a magic weapon in my life. I don't need
true,
shit.
Actually. And you, I mean, you get the flare, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you two don't need magic weapons.
The magic weapons are going into K team.
Yeah.
I have a magic weapon. Magic weapon right here. Look at this, and I pull out my fucking staff of power. Magic weapon right here, baby. Hit you with it.
Whap. Yeah. Well, we need the fancy stuff.
Yeah, I need a magical, exploding, flying, singing sword. Axe is what I need.
That's a lot. So. That seems like a lot.
Hey, Ozar is the best, so I expect that.
Okay. All right. Well?
Let me ask one more thing. Ozaru, do you think if Sokotoa was summoned that he or they could help beat Gazagoth?
In my honest opinion, I don't know. I mean, the power of God is a great thing. However, the thing with Sokotoa is that Sokotoa's power is extremely limited. I think it's also the hard reason why I'm able not to find them, because their followers are so low. And, you know, if the less followers you have, the less power that you can bring about. I think that Sokotoa's in a kind of temporal freeze or some kind of hibernation until they're able to be brought back.
What if we just rally all the gods and, like, get a god party going to beat Gazagoth?
I mean, if you've got the juice to do it.
Yeah, Eldath, Cat God, Squid God, Sokotoa, get them all in a party, get them to get Gazagoth. That's great, right?
They're not all going to get along.
We don't all get along sometimes.
We just got into a fight in the square today.
Yeah. So. But if it's the same, Gazagoth wants to destroy the world, wants to corrupt the world. Like, even evil creatures don't want that.
I don't know. I don't know anything about anything.
I'm just putting that out there. That's a possible thing that could be cool.
Well, Kangor, in order to get my god on our side, I need the flare.
Then let's do it.
Okay. Hey, Ozaru.
Ozaru.
Yikes.
Ozaru.
Thank you.
I have your name spelled wrong from 2 years ago. Anyway, if you have any thoughts about GIF by the time we come back, I would love to hear them.
Sure. Don't mind me asking, do you know which quest you're going to do first?
I do mind you asking.
We don't know. We gotta get organized. Our to-do list got so long just today.
We gotta talk about it, I guess.
Sure.
That's true. We've gotta go to Vegas still.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you decide, let me know, and I can provide at least some transportation for you if you'd like.
We've got a couple more days in town, but we will come back.
Great. If you got a couple days, then, Mr. Garrick.
Hmm?
I've been eyeing that dagger of yours.
Which one, the cheese knife or the normal dagger?
Your cheese knife. Do you mind if I borrow it?
Are you going to use it for cheese?
I won't be using it for cheese. I just want to take a look at the way that it works.
Oh. I mean, I guess.
Thank you. Come back in 2 days, please.
All right.
Could you direct us, I don't know, to like a tavern? Nice one? Not like the most expensive one, but you know. Like a middling one? Above middle?
Yeah. When you ask that, Ozaru's mother will come and just go, if you want to go to a good one, you need to go to the Night Kiss. I love the Night Kiss. It's a great place to go. And Ozaru will be like, oh, no, that's such an old fuddy-duddy bar. Don't go to that one. Go to the Golden Ingot. It's much better. I think you'll enjoy that much better. No. You got to go to the Night Kiss. Trust me, Night Kiss is where you want to go. Mm.
Where's Helvis playing?
Oh, Helvis is playing in the university quarter.
Like, there's a stage there.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of them. They say he's playing in the university quarter. I'm not exactly sure if he's playing on, like, one of the university stages or if he's playing in one of the nightclubs.
I see.
I also meant to ask if you know how we lost the sirens? You probably know about that.
Oh, yeah, I know of the sirens.
We don't need to talk about that.
They don't happen to also be here, do they?
Oh, the sirens aren't here in, I'm pretty sure they're not here in New Hollow.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm.
It's a lot of stuff, a lot of info.
We learned a lot today.
Okay. I got my plan.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's go get drunk.
Ozaru, we'll see you soon, I guess.
Hope to see you in the next couple days.
Yeah, I'm not leaving this town without that cheese knife.
Media. Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.